Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is September the 5th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ezekiel chapters 31 to 33. Be responsible as watchmen and messengers of God. We read in Ezekiel chapter 33 verses 7 to 9 like this. So you, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, you shall hear a word from my mouth and warn them for me. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, for you have delivered your soul. In the land of Israel, every walled city had a watchman to ensure its safety and security. It was the duty of the watchman to scan the horizon and sound the alarm for any impending danger. The prophet Ezekiel was assigned as a watchman of Israel. There are three crucial things to note concerning the responsibilities that God had entrusted his prophet. 1. God had ordained Ezekiel to be a watchman who was responsible for the entire house of Israel. As a watchman, when he saw the sword coming, he was to blow the trumpet and warn the people of Israel of the incoming danger. 2. Ezekiel's responsibility was only to warn the house of Israel, while the people of Israel were responsible to heed the warnings. If he warns the people faithfully, but they do not hear, then they will be responsible for their own destruction. And 3. If Ezekiel fails to warn the house of Israel, God will hold him ultimately accountable for their destruction. This means that if Ezekiel fails to warn the people and they perish, then God would require their blood from his hand. Thus, as a spiritual watchman, the prophet Ezekiel carried an awesome responsibility to warn not only of physical death but also of spiritual doom. The enemy seeking to destroy the people was their sinful way of wickedness. To point out their sin, asking them to repent and turn to God was Ezekiel's mission. If Ezekiel failed to warn his people, he would be held accountable of spiritual manslaughter. Let us be aware that it is our spiritual responsibility to watch for the souls of others, as we have to give an account before God. We should measure our responsibilities by our knowledge of God's word and the opportunities that we get every day. Let us be responsible as watchmen and messengers of God as we obey his instructions today.